Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be in this beautiful day, November 9th, 2015? This is Jimena Velasquez, your host, and today's topic is gratitude. So, being November, being the month of Thanksgiving, although by going to the stores, you would think we skipped the turkey and we moved on to the holidays. But still, we're still in November. I'd like to keep the traditional ways of doing things. So, gratitude. It's time to be grateful. Although it shouldn't just be held for the month of November, gratitude should be something that's practiced on a daily basis. What are you grateful for? And when I say what are you grateful for, it's not about having something humongous, something big, something life-threatening, life-shattering that you have to have gratitude for. It's more of what makes you tick. When you wake up in the morning, do you give thanks to your body for being your body and for taking you from place A to place B? When you look at the sky, do you give thanks to the Creator, whoever that might happen to be, Source, Universe, God, whatever? Do you give thanks for having sight, for having vision, for being able to see the beautiful colors given to you by nature? What are you grateful for? It's funny how when something happens in your life first of all, nothing happens, right? Nothing ever happens. You create everything. Like I'm creating my little girl being a barky girl. And sorry about that. So nothing happens. We create everything in our lives. So when we make a choice, whatever choice that might happen to be, and we co-create, oftentimes, you don't do anything in a void. You co-create with others. You co-create the relationships you have. You co-create the taskings that you do. You co-create everything with the people that you know, and even people you don't know. And then suddenly, these people that are in your life, they're no longer there. And you either go into mourning because they're no longer there, or you could also call it depression, or you can be grateful for having met them, having been with them, and having spent fun times with them. And oftentimes we just forget about that. We are not grateful, we just take it for granted until the opportunity is no longer there. So, what are you grateful for? So, let's go ahead and think about, just real quick, don't go into deep thought about it. Could you name three things that you're grateful for? Real quick, just what comes to your mind when you think about that? Really quick, just go blah 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 blah. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Whenever you remember that everything has consciousness, all the molecules in the universe have consciousness. They all want to contribute to you. And when you're grateful to them for the contribution they be to you, to your life, you're living, your reality, your finances, your body, they want to continue to do more and more and more. When I talk to my cars. I talk to everything that I own or that own me. And I said to my car, I said, thank you, car. I appreciate you being here for me. I appreciate you being dependable. Thank you. And then I asked it, can it use the fuel that I feed it more efficiently so that it will last longer? And the car does that. And then I also said to my car, I said, to the fuel that I'm pumping in, I said, can you please work with the car to be more efficient? And then it does that. But you have to ask. You have to be grateful for it. And at the same time, ask for favors. Ask for, remember that, ask and you shall receive? Ask for it. How does it get any better than this? And it's not something we've been taught from very young in our lives that to keep asking for more and more and more is to be greedy, to be selfish. And everything that's coming up and everything underneath that, will you destroy and create that? Right, wrong, good, and bad, put and pop, on my shirts, voice, and beyond. What if you asking for more? It's not selfishness. It's not greediness. It's just fun and enjoyable to you. Remember, where the source that you're asking from is not from its place of scarcity. It doesn't, it never ends unless the people asking for it choose it to end. The universe is vast. The universe can go ahead and produce whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you ask. But you have to ask it from that frequency of joy, of happiness, of gratitude. If you are asking from the frequency of desperation, of need, of lack, of even greed, it will not give it to you. That's why a lot of times, remember, we do the storyboards. I mean, not the storyboards. We do the those boards that we want our wishes, and we put in all these pictures of everything that we want to show up in our lives. But if you are not vibrating at what it would be like to be, to live, to own, to drive, to wear, whatever it is that's on your board, you will not get it because you're not matching that frequency. And a lot of times people say, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. No, it's not going to work for you, especially if you're coming from, I need this, I need this, I need this, or I want this, I want this, I want this. You're coming from a place of where you're not vibrationally compatible to what you're asking. If you get yourself into the vibration of gratitude, and like let's say you are looking to get $500 extra this month. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and think about having $500 in your pocket. Pull your hand in your pocket, and there it is, $500. How do you feel about it? What if it was just an act of putting the hand in your pocket and getting the money out? Do you feel that difference from I need it, I want it, to I already have it? This is the vibration shift that we just did. That's where you got to be when you're asking for something that you want. When you get into gratitude and when you have it in your hands, you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just saying thank you or just thinking thank you. And then you can ask, how does it get any better than this? And that doesn't mean you're not grateful for what you currently have in your hands. You're just asking, hey, money, can you multiply yourself and bring me some more? Because why? Because it's fun for me to have you. So having that money and being in that vibration of the money, it's where you got to be. Because if you go from, I don't have the money to feed my family, now you're coming from a place of lack and desperation. And that energy is so much, it's so powerful. You kill any prospects of any actualization of what you might have been working to create. The actualization is that it shows up. We don't care how it shows up. We care that it shows up. When you actualize something, you make it come through and be physical in your reality. We are masters at destroying our dreams. We are masters at judgment of self and others, but mainly self. And judgment kills dreams. If you have a little bit of doubt, a little bit of judgment, you might as well forget that the beautiful words and the beautiful drawings and the beautiful pictures that you glued to your board, because you just destroyed all that with doubt and with judgment. Those are killers. But if you do this with gratitude, if you go into a sense of gratitude, and to do this is quite simple. Every morning, you can keep a journal if you want. And every morning, you just write three things that you're grateful for. It could be as simple, I am so grateful that I have a body. I am so grateful that I have hair. I am so grateful that I can see. I am so grateful that I can hear. I am so grateful that I can taste as you drink your coffee. I am so grateful that it's sunny outside. See, we just came up with over three things to be grateful for. And then what I've done from the beginning of the year is every morning, every day, I write what I'm grateful for. And I write it in post-its, or the ones that don't have the glue in the back, and just slips. And at the end of the year, I am going to open that. I put it all in a box. And I have a box, and I'll take pictures of it. You know, it'd be in my December newsletter. But in around Christmas time, towards the end, December 28th, 29th or so, I'm going to open it. And I'm going to open a bottle of champagne. And I will read from the bottom up, because the bottom will be something that happened in January. What was I grateful for throughout the month in 2015? And some things will make me smile, will bring joy, will bring laughter, will bring smile to my face. There are other things that are not going to be so happy, but still things that I was grateful for. So what are you grateful for? There is so much to be grateful for. And the more gratitude you have, the more it will be easier for you to actualize whatever you want to create in this reality. Gratitude will assist you with that. But you have to feel it in your heart, or you have to feel it as if you're already living and doing the things that you're desiring to do. So, my friends, let's go ahead and give you an activation that is going to help you with creating the life you desire. It's going to heal your heart. It is going to show you what gratitude and how to be grateful, and as well as release from judgment, whatever judgment you might have against you, against anybody else, because we only judge that we have done or that we have seen already. Everything else we don't pay attention to because we don't care. But when we are judging us, we see those actions in others so clearly. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. If you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please stop listening to this. The energies are going to be recorded, and you can listen to it later. So take another deep breath and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and up your crown. There you go. Allow the energies from the Creator to come in and around you. And release all judgment that you might have. All judgment. And allow gratitude, the energy of gratitude, to come into you. So that you know to be grateful and that it's okay to still ask for more. It's now the time. It's now the time to release judgment. It's now the time to create your life. Time to release limitations in your life, points of view that you might have about who you could be, who you should be, who you should have been. Time to let all of that go. Time to let all of that go. Now let's go ahead and extend these energies to your lifetimes, future and past lifetimes, because everything is happening now. There you go. Good job. Let everything that's no longer a contribution to you, let it go. Drop the barriers. You are safe. Now, let's go ahead and extend the energies to your lineage. Your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your siblings, and the future generation. We are our ancestors. Whatever doubt you might have about relationship, business, family, finances. Give it up to the energies. And let the energies transmute it for you. Let's go ahead and disconnect from the collective consciousness of judgment. And plug into gratitude, joy, abundance. Unplug from doubt. It's now the time for you to live fully. There you go. Good job. Let's go ahead and ground the energies received. Ground, ground, ground. And go ahead and pull energies from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and now your crown. Round, round, round. And pull the energies from the earth. Up your roots, to your torso, and now your crown. There you go. And when you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, take a deep breath, and open your eyes. How you doing? Wow. Wow, what did you guys feel? What did you guys see? Woohoo! That was awesome. My gosh, that was great. That felt so, it felt like something lifted off my shoulders. And that was carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. And I received a message over the weekend. And the message was, live life fully or leave. And that is right. It's time to live life fully. Not to be coming out of lack, not to be coming from lack, or the thinking that there's only so much to go around. There's plenty for everybody. There's plenty for everybody. Remember that. When you ask for what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this? You're not taking anything from anybody else. We are all creators. We are all creators. But some of us are so used to coming from lack, and we think that's the norm. The normal way of being for us. No, this is all a game. This is a game. This life is a game. This reality is a game. It's a hologram. You can create it whichever way you want the game to be played. And it's all about creation and co-creation. You can create something new every 10 seconds if you desire, or every second if you want. But there's nothing limiting you. But being at the vibration of gratitude is going to open so many doors for you. It's going to shift the way you look at the world, a new point of view. I would love to hear your adventures. I would love to hear what you experience when you are in gratitude, when you start keeping a journal of what you're grateful for, even if it's the same thing that you're grateful for on a daily basis. Just do it. Practice it. When you're driving your car, when you're taking the bus, when you're taking the metro, whatever, do that. And see how your point of view of this reality changes in how you improve your life. And if you live at that vibration, oh my gosh, you're going to be unstoppable. And what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? Yes, guys, I would love to hear how you guys are doing. Write to me at energymdt.com or at jimenavelasquez.net. The websites are on the episode information. Write to me. I would love to hear how things are going for you. Let's see what we can create together. Let's see how we can improve each other's reality. Thank you. It's been my pleasure to be with you here tonight. Until next time, have fun. Bye-bye.